American Language Course, Tape 1305A. Listen to this conversation in a drugstore.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I need a small toothbrush.
Soft, medium, or hard?
Medium, please.
And what color do you like? Yellow, red, or blue?
I prefer the red one.
Here you are. Is there anything else?
Yes, I need some toothpaste.
What brand?
Please suggest a good one. I'm not familiar with American brands.
This is the kind I use. Do you want a large or small tube?
How much is the large one?
99 cents.
I'll take it. How much do I owe you in all?
Toothbrush, 79 cents. Toothpaste, 99 cents. $1.78 altogether. Anything else?
Are the magazines around here?
They're on the counter to the left.
Do you have Mobile Car Magazine?
We're out of that right now. The next issue comes out tomorrow.
Do you have last month's Reader's Digest? There's an article I want to see.
I'm sorry, we're sold out. There is a copy at the library.
Oh, I have plenty of time. I'll go there.
Now, listen to the conversation again and repeat it.
May I help you?
Yes, please. I need a small toothbrush.
Soft, medium, or hard?
Medium, please.
And what color do you like? Yellow, red, or blue?
I prefer the red one.
Here you are. Is there anything else?
Yes, I need some toothpaste.
What brand?
Please suggest a good one. I'm not familiar with American brands.
This is the kind I use. Do you want a large or small tube?
How much is the large one?
99 cents.
I'll take it. How much do I owe you in all?
Toothbrush, 79 cents. Toothpaste, 99 cents. $1.78 altogether. Anything else?
Are the magazines around here?
They are on the counter to the left.
Do you have Mobile Car Magazine?
We are out of that right now. The next issue comes out tomorrow.
Do you have last month's Reader's Digest? There's an article I want to see.
I'm sorry, we're sold out. There is a copy at the library.
Oh, I have plenty of time. I'll go there.
Let's practice some of the new vocabulary used in this conversation. Repeat what you hear.
Altogether. She wrote 10 letters altogether. These things cost $15 altogether. Fifty students altogether were in class.
Around. There are no hotels around here. Is the theater around here?
Come out. I bought the book when it came out. When does that magazine come out? It won't come out soon. Familiar. Are you familiar with this book? I'm familiar with this car. That word doesn't sound familiar. In all. I've written 15 lessons in all. How much did they cost in all? He paid $25 in all. Oh. How much do I owe you? You owe me $9.95. John owes the store for the suit. Prefer. I prefer the blue suit to the brown. We prefer to travel by car. He prefers living in the city.
Here are some questions and answers containing relative pronouns. Notice the use of these pronouns. Repeat the sentences.
Who is the student that came late?
The student who came late is John.
Which is the student who came late?
John is the student that came late.
Which is the book that you read?
This is the book which I read.
Which is the book that you read?
The book that I just read is this one.
Which is the book you read?
This is the book I just read.
Where is the student that speaks well?
This is the one who speaks well.
Who is the student who speaks well?
The one that speaks well is Mr. Lee.
What was the movie that we saw?
The one which we saw was Tarzan.
What was the movie which we saw?
The movie which we saw is Shane.
What was the picture we saw?
The movie we saw was Shane.
Where is the teacher who teaches here?
The one that teaches here is sick today.
Where is the teacher that teaches here?
The one who teaches here is sick.
Why is the student who sits here absent?
He who sits there went to headquarters.
Why is the student that sits here absent?
The one that sits there went home ill.
When will the material that we need arrive?
Many things which we need have already arrived.
When will the things which we need arrive?
Some things that we need have come in.
Why have the things we need not arrived?
Some things we need have already come in.
Are these the tapes that you wanted?
Yes, they are the ones which I need.
Which is the way that goes to Denver?
The road which goes to Denver is 77 East.
Where is the teacher who speaks French?
The one that speaks French is in Europe. We'll now practice some sentences with modals. Notice the verb phrases. Repeat the sentences.
What could have happened to John?
He may have gotten sick.
Who might have sent me this present?
It could have been your brothers. It must have been your friend.
What should I have done about the party?
You might at least have telephoned me.
Where could we have taken a wrong turn?
It might have been in the last town.
What more should I have said?
You should have told the truth.
Why couldn't you have come sooner?
Oh, we could have, but we were busy.
What could have happened to Mary?
She looks like she must have been sick.
What would you have liked to have done?
We would have liked to have gone home.
Might we have brought the wrong book?
You may have, but I don't think so.
Where could my socks have disappeared to?
The laundry must have lost them.
What could have happened to the motor?
There may have been a short circuit. Practice these questions and answers using vocabulary introduced in the conversation. Repeat the sentences.
How far is it from here to town?
Oh, it is around 10 miles.
How long does it take to go there?
It takes around half an hour.
How much money do you need?
We need around $10.
How many students do you have in class?
I have around 20, more or less.
How long ago did the book come out?
It came out in 1960.
How many books have they read this year?
They've read around 10 books in all.
Which way of traveling do you prefer?
I prefer going by train. This is the end of tape 1305A.